Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone has been achieved in India with the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, releasing a crucial report that sheds light on the status of women and men in the country, compiling valuable data across various sectors. First, let's consider why this report is making headlines. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation released the 27th edition of its flagship statistical publication, which serves as a key reference for UPSC prelims and mains on gender indicators, covering health, education, labor, demography, and governance. What makes this significant is that this publication provides gender disaggregated data, offering insights into the progress made towards achieving gender equality in India. Now, let us delve into the key data presented in the report. Demographically, India's rural total fertility rate, or TFR, has now reached the replacement level of 2.1, indicating that population stabilization is near for rural India. Urban TFR, on the other hand, stands at 1.5, which is below the replacement level. Remember this number, 2.1, the replacement level for rural India, and 1.5 for urban India. Moving on to education, a notable trend emerges. The gender parity index, or GPI, in higher education is greater than 1.0, meaning more women are enrolled proportionally than men. This is a significant reversal from historical trends, where men typically outnumbered women in higher education. Note this carefully. The GPI greater than 1.0 signifies a higher enrollment of women in higher education compared to men. Labor force participation is another critical area covered in the report. The rural female labor force participation rate, or LFPR, has increased sharply from 37.5% to 45.9% in just 2 years. But why does this matter? This increase can be attributed to several key drivers, including participation in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, or MNREGS, as well as initiatives like PM Vishwakarma and self-help group-linked livelihoods. Additionally, the post-COVID return to agricultural work and the expansion of PMAG construction and PMGSY work have also contributed to this rise. In the health sector, while specific data is not provided, it is worth noting that health is one of the key areas covered in the report. Now, let us turn to the realm of political representation. A significant development is the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam 2023, also known as the Constitution 106th Amendment Act, which provides for 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. This provision will become operational after the next delimitation exercise. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have key terms and concepts related to gender. The report highlights several key government schemes focused on gender, such as Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, and MNREGS Women Participation. Note these carefully. Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, a scheme aimed at promoting the education and well-being of girls, and MNREGS Women Participation, which is crucial for understanding labor force trends. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The report is a treasure trove of information for both prelims and mains, covering crucial keywords such as women and men in India, MoSPI, sex ratio, TFR, MMR, gender parity index, rural female LFPR, higher education gender parity, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, and key government schemes like Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, and MNREGS. With this wealth of information in mind, it is clear that understanding the dynamics of gender in India is essential for any aspiring civil servant. This report serves as a vital tool for not only UPSC preparation but also for grasping the complexities of India's developmental journey, highlighting the need for continued efforts towards achieving true gender equality and empowering women across various sectors.